guys. You're listening to
Savion
and Andriana, and we're here to discuss Bluebeard, a relatively well-known fairy tale or story, whatever you want to call it, and kind of the historical context behind it.
Bluebeard's origin is generally unknown, but there are many theories on where it comes from. First, we're going to talk about those theories. Then we're going to touch base on Bluebeard through a modern lens, and then we're going to talk about how those theories demonstrate shifting ideas on men and women today that just need to be talked about.
Okay, so first off, we must mention that Bluebeard was already a folktale or story by the time that Charles Perrault wrote it, and published it in 1697. That being said, one of the most popular theories is on its origin is that it comes from the legend, quote-unquote, of Gilles de Rais.
Can I ask you something? Why is a legend in quotes?
Because various opinions on the history of de Rais are about. For example, Heidi Ann Heiner wrote an article on SealIslandFairyTales.com citing his life as more or less of a legend. But Lino Melodrazi of Persephone magazine really discusses his life as more of a true and historically accurate story.
Regardless of that, how does Bluebeard come from the life story of Guillet?
Okay, well, according to Persephone magazine, Guillet was a French national hero, serving under Joan of Arc, helping to drive England out of the country of France. So he then became rich and powerful, and once he was rich, he bought a mansion. He would then abduct local boys, sodomizing and decapitating them.
What?
Yeah, and when he was caught, he admitted to everything, and the remains of 50 young men were found hidden in his castle. So Bluebeard was written as a warning to vulnerable young adults to stay away from rich aristocrats.
The warning is analogous to the way Bluebeard warned his wife. When she didn't listen to the warning, she almost got killed for it. So really, the simplicity of this is almost uncanny. If it was really based on this story, then the whole tale is just telling people not to be naive and stay away from interacting with the rich people, because they will screw you over.
Exactly.
Anyways, moving on. Something similar is also found in another theory on the tale of Bluebeard. Although it's less popular, some people cite that Bluebeard comes from the legend of Conomar and Tryphon.
Okay, but what do you mean? How do those relate?
Well, the story goes that Conomar wanted to marry Tryphon, but she didn't want to because there was a rumor going around how he killed the three wives he had before her. Kind of a deal breaker, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, she gave in and married him because, you know, he has the charm, but the ghost of the wives before her warned her not to fall pregnant with his child or he would kill her.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that. And he had heard of a prophecy stating how his son would be the one to kill him and he would kill anyone that would fall pregnant with his child. He did end up killing her, but luckily Saint Gildas revives her. That makes me wonder, though, what's real and what's just a legend from that story.
I can see what you're saying, but Tryphon was a real person and Conomar was a real Breton ruler. But again, the credibility of these stories, according to Persephone magazine, are kind of wishy-washy.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But the overall message remains the same in that it's a warning, right?
Yeah, but this time the warning is towards women getting married. As a website titled PookPress states, the main reason of female deaths during medieval times was childbirth. So this time it can be perceived as a literal warning to women saying that marriage, which would ultimately lead to pregnancy, would cause death.
Wow, that's pretty intense. But what I find interesting is that the two major theories are essentially warnings against older men. I wonder what this says about society back then.
Wait. We can't just discredit the fact that one of the leading theories is that the story was simply written as a warning against women, too. Something else that all the theories have in common with the actual story of Bluebeard is curiosity, and with Bluebeard in particular, it is curiosity amongst women.
You know what? You're right. And Bluebeard is not the only one to have that trend. It relates to the story of Pandora's Box and even Adam and Eve, where female curiosity had a negative effect.
Exactly. So what do you think about that says about society back then?
Well, I feel like the overall message relates to the idea that curiosity killed the cat. But whether or not the cat is always a female is the question. Like, I know Charles Perrault also wrote other warning stories like Little Red Riding Hood, where he was warning little girls to stay away from prejudiced men.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Was he just an overly conscious guy, or was he actually trying to highlight female curiosity? Because I think that the very logic behind his reasoning says something pretty big on the evolving opinions and representation of females in curiosity.
I agree, and I think that the cultural context of the tale relate in a sense that they are all warnings. But the fact that the warning is portrayed with the female that does not listen to her husband expands on the repetitive idea that when women fail to listen to men, faults may occur during that time.
Looking at it through a modern lens, I can definitely see how that idea comes about. And while I do believe that it was not the intention to sort of exploit females, for lack of a better term, at the time, the common theme amongst Bluebeard and the other stories of its time does demonstrate a theme of untrustworthy or disobedient females.
But this isn't to say that the story should be discredited or that Bluebeard's only point is that women are inferior or anything. But the historical context is analogous to the idea that overall curiosity killed the cat, and the way it's portrayed particularly... particularly in Bluebeard, is that the woman is the cat.
Okay, so basically we can determine that although there are different theories, the ultimate message of caution remains conclusive. The historical context of the story stems from multiple stories, the top two being one from Guillet de Rais and Connemara. But what does this mean? Why does this matter?
Well, I think it's just important because it gives us a little bit of an insight on the development of the idea of curiosity, and even a little bit on the idea on how opinions concerning men and females have evolved, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing is that it's a cool story.
Yeah, it is.
All right, thanks for listening to us. We really hope our evaluation helped in understanding a little bit more about where Bluebeard comes from, and also a little bit on why it matters today.
You just listened to
Savion
and Andriana, and we're signing off. Woo!